the Department of Natural Resources asks for more data from the Palmer Project before making permit decisions, and cyclists will ride from the Yukon to Haines in the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay this weekend. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Constantine Metal Resources applied for waste management permits to expand operations at the Palmer Project this year. Public comment for those permits closed at the end of May. The group is in advanced stages of mineral exploration at their site 35 miles north of Haines and 17 miles west of Klukwan. Department of Natural Resources and Department of Environmental Conservation are now considering over 200 public comments they received. Kyle Moselle works in the Large Mine Permitting Office. He says an interagency group has identified 30 substantive issues raised by the public, and they're in the process of developing responses. Those responses will be published with the final decision. That decision is not imminent, however. According to Moselle, one of the issues raised in public comment requires additional information from Constantine. Constantine's Vice President of Community and External Affairs, Liz Cornejo, says their permitting team will supply DEC with additional avalanche and groundwater data. The department is waiting for that sampling data from the mineral exploration company before it makes a decision. Cyclists will team up for the 26th annual Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay on Saturday. The race association expects roughly 1,200 riders. 2 years ago, the race was canceled on account of unexpected snow, and last year, riders battled strong headwinds. But race organizers are optimistic about this year's forecast. The relay got its start in 1993. Haines resident Tom Ely had just made a bifjordal expansion of Sockeye Cycles from Haines to Skagway the year before.
I went to our tourism director, Susan Bell, and proposed that we run a bike relay race from Haines Junction down to Haines.
He modeled the race on the Klondike Relay, a popular road race that runs from Skagway to Whitehorse. This relay starts in the Yukon and finishes about 150 miles and an international border later in Haines.
From Haines Junction down to Haines is one of the most, you know, beautiful pieces of scenery on the road and elsewhere in the world, so I thought it'd be fun to have a bike race down the highway.
The tourism director was enthusiastic. So with the help of Pat and Mary Egan, a Haines Junction couple, they got the relay running. Ely says they didn't really know what to expect, but 160 people showed up.
You know, in those days, people were on mountain bikes and in their Carhartts and toting coolers with them and all kinds of things.
These days, there's more performance gear and fewer mountain bikes. It's evolved into a road race where some competitors are chasing fast times through the pass. According to the race's records, the fastest ride was clocked in 2002 when a four-man team crossed the finish line in 5 hours, 55 minutes, and 55 seconds. But Ely says that any rider who can make it 20 miles at their own pace can participate.
That's what's fun, is seeing families out there and kids and groups of moms and all kinds of different configurations of riders.
Over the years, he's ridden every leg of the race at least once. Riders can go solo or ride on 2, 4, or 8-person teams.
You can't take it too seriously, but it's fun to just get that team camaraderie together and have a great time.
Ely retired this winter and sold the business to longtime manager Dustin Craney and his wife Katie, but he's going to be riding on the Sockeye team. Many commercial salmon fishermen opened their season in southeast Alaska this weekend. Around the Petersburg area, purse seiners and trollers will have a chance at some new or increased hatchery chum salmon. All gear groups continue to see conservation measures to limit catches of Stikine River king salmon. Joe Vicknicki reports.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Troy Tinas says 2019 marks the first year of expected returns of hatchery chums to a remote release site at Thomas Bay on the mainland near Petersburg.
The return is not expected to be too large, with an expectation of only 10,000 chum salmon returning. Nevertheless, we are prepared for that and have drawn in boundaries within Thomas Bay to define the terminal harvest area, and have set up rotations between the purse seine and troll gear.
As an aside, Tinas started a new job with the department in May. He's now Area Management Coordinator for Commercial Fisheries. That's a regional job with responsibility for commercial salmon net fisheries, herring, dive fisheries, and the pond shrimp fishery. Thomas Bay will be open to seining on Sundays and Thursdays starting June 16th. It's open to trolling in between. Gill netters are not included in that terminal harvest area, but may catch some of those new chum once District 8 waters open to fishing. The summer will also see a similar rotation for seiners and trollers at another hatchery release site at Southeast Cove near Cake. That site has an expected return of just under 1.8 million chum. The area has been a cost recovery fishery in past years, meaning a small portion of the fleet is contracted to catch those fish, and they help pay for the annual production of the hatchery salmon. However, Tina says this year there will be some openings for the rest of the fleet.
There will still be a large part of it will be going to cost recovery, as contracts were already in place for the cost recovery. But depending on the run size, per seine openings will go to at least July 4th, and that time the run will be assessed. And if there's surplus above what was needed for cost recovery, then per seine openings will continue.
Openings there will be announced on a weekly basis. Fish at both Southeast Cove and Thomas Bay are produced by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA. Another 1.6 million chums are forecast to return to NSARA's Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island. That spot also has its first opening for the seine fleet June 16th. Meanwhile, the Drift Gillnet fishery opens June 16th for 2 days in District 6 near northern Prince of Wales Island. The waters of District 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell remain closed for a week or two to conserve Stikine River king salmon. Areas that are opening also have mesh net size restrictions to limit king salmon catches. Gillnet time this year also may see reductions to reduce catches of sockeye salmon.
The forecast for the Stikine River sockeye was for a well below average run this year. So, and I have not heard any reports of anybody seeing any sockeye to date. But then again, you know, we haven't had any fisheries to speak of that have occurred or are occurring.
Managers are forecasting a run of 90,000 Stikine River sockeye. The 10-year average is just over 150,000. Region-wide, the forecast is for over 18 million chum salmon to return this year, and the forecast is also 18 million for the catch of pink salmon in Southeast. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us, and ride and drive safely this weekend.